أنا الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. It's one of the ni'mas of Allah Azza wa Jal that He has allowed the sisters to come together for a praiseworthy purpose, and that is to assist in the building and the opening of a masjid, to teach and spread the sunnah, or to teach and spread the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and the sunnah of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how it was understood and taught by the salaf of this ummah, the pious predecessors. And this is one of the great blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the people, the sisters, have come together for that purpose. Because indeed, as we can see around us, and it is not something that is hidden, the majority of the people far and wide, they come together upon sin and transgression. They come together to disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. And we understand the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time, Allah Azza wa Jal swears, by time, all of mankind are lost, destroyed in destruction. And then Allah Azza wa Jal specifies individuals who are exempt from that destruction. But he says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, except those who believe and do righteous deeds. And then Allah Ta'ala goes on to specify specific righteous deeds, which shows you the importance of those particular deeds, where he says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they join together and advise one another with the truth, and they join together and advise one another with patience. So indeed, this speech is from Allah Azza wa Jal. All of mankind are lost, all of mankind are destroyed, except those who implement four things: Iman, righteous deeds, joining together upon the truth, and joining together upon patience. So indeed, when we hear these words of Allah Azza wa Jal, these verses of Allah in Surah Al-Asr, then it is upon the believer, the believing woman, the believing man, to try their best and be diligent in being from those people that are exempt from destruction that Allah Azza wa Jal has promised His creation. So this is something good, that people come together upon obedience. And we see it around us, in front of us, all over the globe, people coming together to disobey Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِكُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ لِيَسُدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, verily those who disbelieve, they spend their wealth to distract from the path of Allah. Verily those who disbelieve, they spend their wealth to distract from the path of Allah. So this is a reality. Just as from time to time, we come together to obey Allah, We come together to remind each other of Allah and to work toward His pleasure and His Jannah, you have the majority of the people around the world come together to disobey Allah. How to increase in disobedience? How to increase in our distance? How to distance themselves from Allah, how to bring upon the anger of Allah. So this is something that the believers should be grateful for, that Allah Azza wa Jal has made them from amongst those who have come together to obey Allah. And that is for the purpose of supporting the opening of a masjid upon the sunnah. We should understand that this is the order of our Lord Tabarak wa Ta'ala, meaning to race toward good deeds. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَبَقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, race toward good deeds. This is the way of the believer. We race toward the pleasure of our Lord Tabarak wa Ta'ala, knowing that we are in dire need of His mercy, knowing that we are in dire need of His rahmah, of His maghfirah, of His afu. We are in dire need of the mercy of our Lord, of the pardon of our Lord, of the forgiveness of our Lord, tabarak wa ta'ala. So we have to race toward it. It is not that, the affair is not that we can sit and relax, and we can laugh and play. That is not the affair. That's not how we're going to gain the mercy, forgiveness, and the pardoning of Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to race toward it. We have to be diligent. We have to be mindful that there's another life. So that's why the believers should implement the statement of Allah, as we said, فَاسْتَبَقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, race toward good deeds. We have the example of the prophets and the messengers. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, in Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, verily, they used to race toward good deeds. وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَحَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ, and they used to call on Allah with hope and fear. So this is the way of a believer, believing woman, believing man. They understand that this is وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, this life is only a passing deception. It is only a passing deception. You can't hold on to it. It does not remain for anyone. But that is, that which we look forward to, is the next life. As Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى, you prefer this life, and the next life is better and everlasting. So that which is important for the believer to remind herself of, and obviously the man as well, is that this is not our life. This is not that which we can hold on to. It is like holding on to sand, or holding on to water, trying to grab water. It drips from you. There's nothing that remains of it. Allah says, كل ما عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام, all of it will perish, and only the face of your Lord will remain. But this is something that the believer needs to be reminded of. So indeed, coming together for the purpose of establishing a masjid is tremendous. It's something wonderful. And this is what we need to do. We need to put forward for our akhirah. We need to put forward for our akhirah, so that our Lord Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can be pleased with us. And you look at the life, take a moment and contemplate that which we've been doing in our lives. We want to make sure that we have a comfortable home. We want to make sure that we have nice clothing. We want to make sure that we and our children have the best of education. We want to make sure that we have the best of cars. But the reality is, all of this is going to leave us. All of this is going to leave us. We will not hold on to any of this. إذا مات ابن آدم كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. If the son of Adam dies, all of his actions are cut off, except three. صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ. And وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, this hadith is important because it is related to, we can pull the benefit of opening a masjid upon the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ said, if the son of Adam, the child, if the human, the Muslim dies, all of his actions come to an end. Everything that you do and race toward today will come to an end. You race towards your career. You race toward having a nice car. You race toward this. You race. All of that will come to an end. And there will only be three things that remain for you. Only three things and no other. Sadaqatun jariyah, a continuous charity. A continuous charity. And indeed, the masjid that applies to a masjid. Believers, day and night, bowing and prostrating for Allah, Rabbul Alameen. You will get the reward for those individuals who bow. You will get the reward for those individuals who supplicate. You will get the reward for those individuals that open the book of Allah and read for each letter. Sadaqatun jariya. So a continuous charity. Aw ilmun yuntafi'u bihi. Or knowledge that the people can benefit with. Knowledge. And indeed, the place of knowledge, from the time of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the place of knowledge is the masjid. The place of knowledge. The Jumu'ah khutbah. The lectures. Friday, Saturday lectures. Conferences. Advice. The majority of the knowledge takes place in the masjid. في بيوتٍ أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يصبه فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. The statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah An-Nur to inform you of the place of the masjid. في بيوتٍ أذن الله أن ترفع. In the houses that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the permission that they are built. وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُهُ. And his name is mentioned in. The houses that Allah has given you the permission to build. This permission comes from Allah Azza wa Jalla. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The place of the masjid. It is the light. And it has come after Nur. Yani in Surah An-Nur, Allah mentions Allah. نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكات فيها المصباح. To the end of the verses, Allah SWT talks about the light of Allah Azza wa Jal and the example of the light of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then at the end of those verses, Allah SWT says, في بيوت, in the houses that Allah has given permission that they are established. So that informs you the light of Allah is where? The light of Allah is in the masjid. العلم ينتفع به. The Prophet said the second thing that a person benefits after his death is knowledge that people can benefit from. So the masjid applies to the first thing, and that is a continuous charity. And the masjid applies to the second thing, and that is the knowledge. Because the majority of the knowledge in the life of the believer is accomplished or is obtained in the masjid of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُوا بِهِ أَوْ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. Or a righteous son to supplicate for them. A righteous son to supplicate for them. And indeed, that also applies to the masjid. Why? Because many of our children, or the majority of our children, they get their tarbiyah. They get a good portion of their Islamic upbringing from the masjid. They get the reminders from the masjid. They get the brotherhood in the masjid. They get the Jummah khutbah in the masjid. They get the weekend lectures. They get the Sunday Islamic school in the masjid. So indeed, all of these three things that were mentioned by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can apply to the affair of opening and establishing a masjid upon Tawheed and upon Sunnah as it was implemented by the Salaf al-Saleh. So this is something that we all should race towards. This is something that we should have no, this is something that we should have no reserves in supporting. As long as we know that the individuals that are responsible for doing so are individuals who are trustworthy and individuals who are upon the way of the Salaf, walillahil hamd, then we give to the best of our abilities. This is that which we advise one another. And we have no reserves in doing so. Walillahil hamd. And we should understand that the believer must do so. The believer must do so. As Allah Ta'ala mentioned in many places in the Quran, of the affair, the believer, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Munafiqoon, he said, and spend from your wealth that we have provided for you. And it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. All of this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. It is not from our hands. It is not from our diligence. It is not from our hard work. We could work day and night, and if Allah Azza wa Jal did not decree to bless us with this wealth, we would not have a dime. We would not have a dime. إِنَّمَا هُوَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. Verily, it is the merits of Allah upon you. فَشْكُرُوهُ. So be grateful to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as we mentioned in Surah Al-Munafiqoon, وَأَنْفِقُوا إِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَتِيَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. And spend from that which we have provided for you before death comes to you. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي. The individual would say, oh my Lord, please delay my death. إِلَىٰ أَجْرٍ قَرِيبٍ. Until a latter time. فَأَصَّدَّقْ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I will give charity, and I will be him amongst the righteous. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجْرُهَا. Allah will not postpone the soul beyond its time. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And verily Allah is all aware of that which you do. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned also in the Quran, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتِ. Another individual would say, when death comes, approaches him, oh my Lord, send me back. Oh my Lord, send me back so that I can possibly do righteous deeds. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Indeed, it is a statement that he's only making. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَقٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْحَثُونَ. But behind them is the life of the grave. So the reality is, my brothers, or my sisters, I should say, the reality is we don't have time. There is no individual from amongst us that is guaranteed that he's going to see the following day. There's no one guaranteed that he's going to see the following day. So what are you waiting for? Allah says, أُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Give from that which we have given you. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, give from that which we have given you. Allah also warns us of being distracted in this life. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. In the same verse that we mentioned in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah mentions, O you who believe, do not allow your wealth and your children to distract you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whoever does so, he would be from amongst the destroyed. And then Allah talks about the wealth, the spending of the wealth. So we understand that. See, it's all a distraction. The wealth is a distraction. The children are a distraction. The spouses, they're all a distraction. But what's going to be with you on the Day of Judgment? What's going to be with you when you enter into your grave? Will the wealth be with you? The wealth won't be with you. But you can use the wealth to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the wealth won't be with you. Your children, they're going to be with you? They won't be with you. But you can raise them in a manner that would benefit you when you are placed in the grave, the dark, lonely grave. You can raise them in a manner that would benefit you. The car is going to enter with you, it would not. The house is going to enter with you, it will not. And what you do with that house and put in that house will also not benefit you. But what you do in terms of building a masjid and spending on the masjid of Allah Azza wa Jal, that would benefit you. That would assist you. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said in Kitab al-Fawaid, decorate your grave before you enter it and please your Lord before you meet Him. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, these are reminders for the one who reflects. Indeed, these are reminders for the one who reflects. And this reality was understood by the wives of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had the two Zainabs. One of them, Zainab bint Khuzaymah al-Hilaliyah radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she died before the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where was her kunya? Her kunya was called Umm al-Masakin. Zainab bint Khuzaymah bint al-Harith, or Zainab bint Khuzaymah ibn al-Harith al-Hilaliyah. She was called Umm al-Masakin, and she was called this before even Islam. She was called this in Jahiliyyah, and it continued in Islam. They called her Umm al-Masakin, the mother of the poor, because she was very diligent in giving charity. She was very diligent in making food and feeding the people, doing so for the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. She died in her 30s, and she's the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this life, and she's the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, Zainab bint Khuzaymah Umm al-Masakin. And likewise, we also have the other Zainab, Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was also known for her charity, as is reported in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, that the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, ayyuna asra'u bika luhuqan, who will meet you after we die? After we die and we enter into Jannah, who will be for the first of your wives to meet you, Ya Rasulullah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, atwalu kunna yadin, the one who has the longest hands. The one who has the longest hands. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately they got some palms, they got some branches. Immediately they got the sugar cane branch. And they used it for measurements. And they began to measure their hands. Who has the longest hand? She's going to be the one to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first in Jannah. And in Sahih Bukhari is mentioned that Sauda, she had the longest hands. But in Sahih Muslim, it explains that which was intended by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one who gives in charity the most. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she made i'tiraf. She said, and verily Zainab bint Jahsh, she was the one to give charity the most. She used to make things and she would give it in charity. So this was the way of the believing women of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They heard these statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about charity, and they immediately gave. They immediately gave. They wanted to place something in front of them so that Allah Azza wa Jal can be pleased with them. What are we placing in front of us? What are we obtaining in this life in preparation for our next life? So, Imra'at al-Sawda, as it was in the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, but he said, should I not inform you about Imra'at al-Sawda, the black woman, the woman of color, that she used to take care of the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She used to take care of the masjid of the Prophet. She used to make sure it was cleaned. She used to make sure it was comfortable for the believers. Look at how they used to race. You also have in the hadith, look at how they used to race towards good deeds. You also have in the hadith of the khutbah al-Eid, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a khutbah to the men. And then he went with Bilal, and he gave a khutbah to the women. And he warned them, and he reminded them, and the women began to throw their gold. They began to throw their gold. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. The statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, and to give from that which you love. This is the way of the believer. Allah SWT says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا قَسَبْتُمْ. Allah SWT says in Surah Al-Baqarah, O believers, spend from the good which we have given you. So the way of the believer, we spend from that which we love. Why? Because Allah is greater. Because Allah is greater in the life of the believer. Allah is more. Allah is higher. Allahu Akbar. This is that. This is the belief of the believer. This is the understanding of the believer. This is the race of the believer towards the good and the jinnah of Allah Azza wa Jal. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from amongst those believers that race toward all forms of good. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the understanding of the importance of building a masjid upon the sunnah so that we can call the people to the sunnah and call the people to tawheed. We know that shirk and bid'ah. We know that shirk, and we know innovation and polytheism is spread throughout the world, spread throughout the streets of England. People worshipping other than Allah, people worshipping the people of the grave, people worshipping the saints, people worshipping scholars, people worshipping this and worshipping that. We want to call the people to tawheed. So the brothers have come together and they have embarked upon a tremendous project. And we pray that Allah gives them tawfiq. And as you know, that there are two projects taking place in East London presently. Masjid Al-Athari and Masjid Hudhayfa bin Al-Yaman. And walillahi alhamd, the intention is to call the people to the sunnah, to call the people to tawheed, to call the people to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we can meet our Lord Baraka Ta'ala and He is pleased with us. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give the brothers and the sisters tawfiq. And we ask Allah Baraka Ta'ala to make their affairs easy for them. And we ask Allah Baraka Ta'ala to give them the success to unite the people upon tawheed and upon sunnah, so that we, our families, our wives, our children can know Allah Azza wa Jal and worship Allah and know the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and act in accordance to his sunnah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is that which we have to offer. Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasleeman kathiran.